It's Thursday, May 14th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The chance of Indiana passing medical marijuana legislation next year could be more likely. Indiana foster youth whose parents have died will now have access to their survivor benefits once they leave the system. And all reserved seats for the 110th running of the Indianapolis 500 are sold out the second year in a row for the race. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The chance of Indiana passing medical marijuana legislation next year could be more likely. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports on what one lawmaker is proposing as federal moves to deregulate cannabis continue.
Numerous lawmakers have penned legislation to legalize medical marijuana in the past decade. Now, Republican Senator Mike Bahacek has announced he's already working on a proposal to create a state-licensed medical marijuana program. Indiana is one of only a handful of other states that still have not legalized a marijuana program. Jeff Staker, the founder of Hoosier Veterans for Medical Cannabis, says that since the federal government took action last month to lessen restrictions, he predicts Indiana will follow soon after.
That's one of the cans that our politicians try to kick down the road. And now they can't kick the can down the road because the road doesn't exist anymore.
Hoosiers have reportedly already been spending around $1.8 billion annually on cannabis products. The legislative session is scheduled to begin in January. I'm Caroline Beck in Indianapolis.
Indiana foster youth whose parents have died will now have access to their survivor benefits once they leave the system. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports on a new executive order signed by Governor Mike Braun that takes effect immediately.
Currently, Indiana keeps a hold of those survivor benefits to the tune of $3.2 million annually. The funds have been going into the Department of Child Services budget to cover the state's foster care costs. Now, once foster children age out of the system, they will get to take home their parents' Social Security benefits, among others. Braun said the cost would not be a significant blow to DCS's budget.
This executive order is about making sure dollars intended for a child are protected and used to support that child's future.
Indiana is joining 10 other states that have already made similar changes. The funds will be stored in secure accounts set aside by DCS. I'm Caroline Beck at the State House.
For years, the historic former Colgate-Palmolive property in South Clarksville, known for its giant clock, has sat largely unused. LPM's April Rickert reports a Louisville-based developer has plans to change that.
Wayland Ventures has spent months working with local officials to hone a vision for the former industrial site, which also once housed a state prison. This week, they unveiled the vision for Clockworks, named for the iconic timepiece atop one historic building. Plans include hotel space, a conference center, outdoor gathering spots, and spaces for youth sports. Here's firm founder Bill Wayland.
We got a lot of great ideas. We've tried to keep it simple and really take advantage of what this is versus what other things are so we can end up with a really unique place. And I'm very excited about it.
Wayland says he hopes to start on the first phase within a year. I'm April Rickert in Clarksville.
All reserved seats for the 110th running of the Indianapolis 500 are sold out the second year in a row for the race. The sellout means the local media blackout is lifted and people can watch a live broadcast. More than a 250,000 people descend on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the greatest spectacle in racing every year, although track officials do not release an official count. People can still purchase general admission tickets to the infield for the 500, which runs May 24th. More news in a moment.
This is Paige and Dane Wilkins talking about how easy donating their car to support WBOI was.
Always in the car when I heard the number anyway, so really pay attention and listen to the number and keep track of it. That was the hardest part of the whole process.
To donate your vehicle and support public audio today, go to wboi.org/car.
Here's what to know for today. In a partnership with Airstream, Sweetwater unveiled a first-of-its-kind mobile Dolby Atmos recording studio Tuesday. A state monthly report shows federal government payments to keep immigration detainees at Miami Correctional Facility are lagging by 5 months. And late last fall, the city of Fort Wayne completed a generational sewer and stormwater project to be in compliance with a consent decree with the EPA. That's who and what for Thursday, May 14th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.